UCLA agreed to move to the Big Ten last summer. The governor got involved and pulled in the regents. In repeated meetings, the UC regents kicked the can down the road on whether they will try and halt the move. The word is try, because a decision overriding UCLA's chancellor, who acted within official policy as an agent of the regents, will likely spark costly litigation. Meanwhile, a lot of big buck decisions are awaiting a final resolution. And the governor, who started the ruckus, seems to have vanished from the scene. Will he even show up tomorrow now that he has demonstrated to Joe Sixpack that he's just a regular guy who cares about football? Even for the closed-door portion of the meeting? From CBS Sports. The Pac-12's long, winding road toward long-term security was never supposed to last this long. It is mid-December, and the league still must wait on the conclusion of Wednesday's University of California System Regents meeting to proceed in its media rights negotiations. Almost 6 months after news broke of USC and UCLA departing for the Big Ten in 2024, the league still has not reconfigured. While it is considered almost a formality by some that UCLA will ultimately be allowed to join the Big Ten, the regents' concerns dragging the process out this long has added a layer of skittishness to the proceedings. It has significantly impacted the timeline, Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov said last week at the Sports Business Journal Intercollegiate Athletic Forum in Las Vegas. The regents have delayed a couple of times that decision. We're not going to do a media rights deal before that decision. So, that puts you in the second half of December. Media takes the second half of December off, as you guys know. A source familiar with the hearings told CBS Sports there is a 2% chance UCLA is compelled to stay in the Pac-12. Yours truly guesses that if the governor is reading articles such as the one above, and thinks therefore that there is only a 2% chance the regents will override UCLA, he'll stay away from the meeting.